This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. Wow, that's noisy. This is Lock and Load. Duh. Nothing like having a creaky scissor arm. I need to find a new scissor arm. A nice, luxurious scissor arm. One with integrated cables, and it would be wonderful. Did I say live tonight? This is Lock and Load. I'm sorry. I was just musing out loud. Forgive me. The Islamist who killed pedestrians and cyclists on the bike path near the World Trade Center Memorial, who called out Allahu Akbar before he was brought down by a cop. They shout Allahu Akbar because this strikes fear in the hearts of the non-believers. That was the final words written by Muhammad Atta before the 9/11 attacks on 2001. But the multicultural apologists and the progressives in and out of government have denied the obvious for 16 years. The motivation of the worldwide Islamic movement to destroy Western culture is the original, authentic 7th century Islam. It is time to face reality. CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood are wolves in sheep's clothing using an erosion strategy against the West. And they need to be reformed, Islam. Policymakers need to break away from political correctness to recognize Islamists as the enemy. They need to listen to the modern Muslims who want to change the ideology of Islam into a religion of Islam, compatible with religion as understood by the founders when they wrote the U.S. Constitution. Policymakers need to be guided by the American Islamic Forum for Democracy and its leader, Zudi Jesser. They need to pay attention to Wafa Sultan, Azra Normani, Israd Manji, and Noni Darwish. The foreign policy establishment should ignore anyone who supports an ideology that demands submission to the outer jihad as practiced by Muhammad. It should listen only to those who support a religion of freedom, of conscience, and personal responsibility for behavior and personal salvation. Our government and the media and the political elite have not been using terminology that matches reality. The terminology we use must reflect the following. Islamists and Muslims are not the same. The outer jihad differs from the inner jihad, and the ideology of Islam is not the same as the religion of Islam. Islamists practice, I'm unscrewing that, I shouldn't do that. They practice what is called the outer jihad. And that's based upon Muhammad's actions and support the worldwide movement, the third jihad, to have everyone accept the way of the Prophet. There are two kinds of Islamists. One is Islamist militants who use or support the use of violence and terror. The others are Islamist moderates who want everyone to think Islam is a religion of peace, yet they do nothing to neutralize violence and terror and do whatever they can to weaken Western culture from within. The outer jihad seeks to copy Muhammad's actions to convert, cause to submit, or kill all non-believers. The inner jihad is a struggle within an individual to overcome the baser human instincts. We've been going down the wrong path for 16 years. We've been led down the wrong path for 16 years. Our future depends on a more realistic and a less politically correct view of the threat from the third jihad. Now, going in a completely different way, an alternate juror might put it this way. I felt like a little kid that finds out there's no Santa Claus. This is a remark of one citizen who observed testimony and other evidence arising from the 1992 Ruby Ridge incident in which an innocent woman and her 14-year-old son were ambushed and gunned down by feds over what was, at best, or at worst, a minor infraction that could easily have been remedied without violence. Then the following year, the Waco incident proved once again that there is no government Santa Claus. 76 men, women, and children were killed in a fire started by the improper use of CS gas by federal agents after four of the agents were killed trying to gain forced entry into the building housing the targeted cult members. And yet David Koresh could have easily been arrested in prior days when he had voluntarily visited the federal office to which he had been summoned. He was already in their hands. Now, I find the same childlike reaction expressed by the juror in myself with regard to the massive and pervasive corruption in Washington, D.C. that is slowly being revealed in the Uranium One scandal and in the Mueller probe aimed at destroying the presidency of Trump. There is no Santa Claus, no honesty in government. What was demonstrated by the Ruby Ridge and Waco incidents is that government is like fire, necessary in its place and dangerous when it breaches its containment. Now, I've always been convinced that however corrupt the government is, at least there are honest and there's honesty and integrity in the upper reaches of law enforcement. But that's been tested, not necessarily shattered, when what I consider to be a few rogue officers went berserk and slaughtered the innocent Americans in an abuse of power. But now I understand that the problem is vastly worse than my worst fears may have led me to believe. We're faced not with a few renegade cops, but an ensconced corruption almost beyond imagining. Pardon the reference to the NFL team owner who said we can't have the inmates running the prison, but in fact, we now have criminals running the government. The Obama administration was by and large a criminal enterprise. It was as if the mafia had taken control of the nation. It took the good fortune of an unexpected election of a rogue candidate to the office of the presidency to expose just how deep that cesspool of depravity is in Washington. And the unexpectedness was the key. Had Trump been far ahead on the polls for an entire year, had his election been widely predicted by the media, there would have been time enough for the inmates to destroy more of the evidence or to wipe their servers with a cloth or to fabricate better lies. Confidently, they assumed that Clinton would win and that her presidency would continue to shield them to fill the trough from which they slurped all the time, but the sad part is that even when caught red-handed, many of the guilty parties get away with their crimes. They know how the system works. They have connections. They're accomplices in the news media cover for them, and they've bribed a generation of indolents and illegals with your tax dollars to remain their dependents for life. Their fraudulent votes will continue to elect criminals to many seats in Congress and elsewhere. Holdovers and leftovers from the Obama years will continue to contaminate the innards of government. The swamp dwellers have spent their entire lives perfecting their skill set. They spent 24/7 and 365 doing nothing more but scheming and plotting and doing it all with your money. They are experts at deceit and subversion. So it's going to take more than torches and pitchforks to unseat them from their thrones. And it will take something that not even the most skilled of them can understand. Principled and courageous adults. Citizens, we will win, and it is going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's going to be difficult. We're going to want to quit, but we can't quit. We're going to see setbacks along the way. We may be asked to sacrifice. We have to do it. We have to do it. If we're going to leave anything for the generation that has come from us and the generation that is coming from them, we have to do it. Those that we love are going to be depending upon it. We have to do it, and we will do it. The Tree of Liberty demands it. And it's no longer one of these things where we can just sit back and say, leave it to the next ones. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I want to tell you about something that happened today. Today, a AR-500 armor sent me not one, not two, but three boxes. I don't know what's in those boxes yet. Judging by the size and the weight of some of these boxes, one box is holding a bunch of armor carriers, and the other box is holding a bunch of armor. If I were you, and you're looking for some armor, because I'm going to be doing a giveaway with some of this stuff. If I were you, I would go to YouTube and I would subscribe to my channel, Lock and Load Radio 1, because the next video I'm going to put up is going to be the box opening, which I'm going to film tomorrow. Now, I don't know what's in the boxes. I have no idea. But some of the stuff, if it's some of the stuff that I asked for, some of this stuff is going to be, it's going to be quite easily obtainable and everything else, but I'm going to do this with AR-500 armor because, one, they're my sponsor and I believe in their product. Two, some of you are going to get some free armor. Some of you may be getting some free armor and a free carrier to put it in. Some of you are going to have to go to Lock and Load Radio 1 just to see what's in it with me, because I don't know what's in it. But this is the first of what I hope will be many interactions with some of my sponsors to give some of this stuff away. I've never done one. I've never done a big one like this. I'm thinking there's going to be at least two, maybe three giveaways come out of this. I'm going to demonstrate the stuff. I'm going to put some of the stuff together. I'm going to demonstrate it. I'm going to show how it goes and everything to the best of my ability. And then we're going to figure out how to send it to some of you. But you will have to, you know, do a couple of things to, first you're going to have to know what it is, because I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is to tell you. And if you haven't either like my Facebook page at, what is my Facebook page? Lock and Load Radio. Look for the one with the ugly guy. That's me. There's one out there that's also Lock and Load Radio. It's a music channel, but I'm the ugly guy. Look for the ugly guy. That would be me. You can either go there where the video will be there. It'll also be on my personal Facebook page, or you can go to YouTube, Lock and Load Radio 1. Right now on Facebook, there's a bunch of people looking at it saying, what's in the box? I have no idea. Nope, I have no clue as to what are in these boxes. I spoke with Zach at AR500Armor.com the other day. I knew they were coming. I was anticipating them coming. They're here, but I don't know what's in them. If you want to find out what's in them, because I'm going to give some of this away. I'm not going to keep it all. Some of this stuff is coming is like, you know, these 5-pound rifle plates that will stop 7.62 by 51 with trauma pads, with real world class plate carriers to go with them. The thing about AR500armor.com to understand as well is that with armor, if you were in the military and they issued you one of these very, exotic, very lightweight ceramic plates, that breaks. And if it lands on a corner or something and it breaks, you take it, if you're in the military, you take it to your supply sergeant and you get a new one and you don't pay for it. If you do that in the civilian world, you're out, what, $400 or $500 per plate? You're definitely going to be out $500 for the set at the very least. With AR-500 armor for $200, you can get a set of armor that weighs just a little bit more than the ceramic that you can throw all over the place. It's not going to break. The other thing about AR-500 armor is that There's one company out there called High Velocity Systems, I think they're called. Or Velocity Systems. I'm not sure which it is. It's one of those. And they do a lot of plate carriers, and they do a lot of plate carriers with very exotic plate combos that go with them. And the plate carrier, in most cases, costs more than the plate carrier combo from AR500Armor.com. It does weigh more. It weighs a little more. It may weigh twice as much. But we're talking about something you're putting on your body. Now, I already have the Tetsudo, and I already have the shooter plates cut out in the ALC pattern, the 3 plus light, which are 5.5 pounds each. Very manageable, very easy to wear. I have put it together. I haven't trained with it yet because it's been too hot for me to train with it. And I know that in the real thing that heat would not matter, but in the real thing, I would not be present. I would be considered a senior citizen in that. If I have to show up in the modern battlefield, things have gone really sideways. But no matter. In instances like in Las Vegas, for example, where you're going to a venue where you can't have a gun, even if you'd had a gun in that shooting, it would not have made any difference because of the distance from the shooter. One thing that you could have done is be wearing some sort of armor. And they may have some sort of hideaway armor in this package. I just don't know yet. I asked for that. If I do have it, I'm going to wear it around for a day or so, and I'm going to give it away. I'm going to wear it out in the world so everybody can't see that it's there, and then I'm going to pull it off, and I'm going to send it to one of you. To find out about it, you either have to go to Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube. You can go to my Facebook page, Lock and Load Radio, and look for the bald gun guy, not the music dudes, because they're so much prettier than me. And get there and start paying attention to how I'm going to give this away, because I don't know how that's going to happen. I have to go consult with some people that specialize in this, and we will have that put together and a mechanism put in place to give it away. And then I'm going to give it away. Once we reach a winner. So I'm going to try to do this. Well, I'm going to film it tomorrow. And I'm going to consult tomorrow with people to see how I do this. And we'll see what we get out of it. We'll see what we get. But this is a chance now to get some armor that would work in the real world that's going to stop 308. I'm not sure that even if there was a plate that would stop anything bigger than 308, that I still want to be on the other side of it, because I'm still pretty sure the shock trauma is going to kill me anyway. So, real world applications. I got the real world armor that's going to work, and the applications you would find here on the streets of the United States, I'm going to give some of this away. If you want in, YouTube, Lock and Load Radio 1, LOCKN Load Radio 1. Facebook, Lock and Load Radio. Come check it out, because it's all going up there starting tomorrow. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Muhammad Atta knew exactly what he was talking about that Allahu Akbar. But, you know, the louder and more frequently the jihadists around the globe shriek their signature battle cry, the more fervently multicultural apologists deny its meaning. They've transformed the Islamic supremacist's obvious and explicit call for violence into a bland utterance of peace, as indiscernible and nonsensical as Aloha snack bar. The blood has only stopped coagulating in Manhattan recently. And after Tuesday's outbreak of Allahu Akbar-itis that took at least 8 innocent lives, Palestinian-American propagandist and Hamas cheerleader Linda Sarsour tweeted, "Every believing Muslim says Allahu Akbar every day during prayers. We cannot criminalize God is great." Rice University sociologist Dr. Craig Considine mourned, "It begins. CNN reports murderer said Allahu Akbar, cue the Islamophobia." And then the very confused former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, mused, "It's hard to comprehend what moves a human being to do that to another human being." Instead of striking fear, Allahu Akbar has unleashed the collective foolishness. Allahu Akbar was screamed by Amor Fatou just 5 months ago at Bishop Airport in Flint, Michigan, before stabbing a police officer in the neck. Then he chanted that repeatedly in multiple court hearings throughout the summer. The experts declared motive still unknown. Then militant Muslim black separatist Khoury Ali Mohammed, he was screaming Allahu Akbar in April after shooting and killing 3 white people in downtown Fresno, California. We heard it's too early to say whether the motive was terrorism, The Associated Press whitewashed his declaration, helpfully obscuring his exact explanation to the Islam-free translation, God is great. Allahu Akbar spewed Dahir Adan at St. Cloud's Crossroads Center Mall in Minnesota before plunging kitchen knives into 10 shoppers. Last month, on the anniversary of the bloodbath, the head-scratchers of the Minneapolis Star Tribune announced, 1 year later, motive of St. Cloud Mall attacker remains unclear. From the Muslim monsters who decapitated American hostage Nick Berg to the Fort Dix, New Jersey attack plotters to convicted al-Qaeda scientist Aifa Siddiqui to Fort Hood assassin Nidal Malik Hassan to Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad to the machete-wielding murderers who beheaded a London soldier on a busy street to the truck and stabbing jihadists in Dijon and Nantes to the Charlie Hebdoing targeting jihadists in Paris to the ISIS gunman at Bataclan to double-stabber Wasil Rafat Faruqi in Roanoke, Virginia. The message of Allahu Akbar is unmistakable. Now, for those who pretend that Islamophobia and the imagined backlash against Muslims are greater threats than the hijackers and the head choppers, Allahu Akbar is Arabic for the death and destruction committed in the name of Islam have nothing to do with Islam. As Islam scholar and author Dr. Robert Spencer said, every time there's a jihad terror attack, and every time there's an uncovered plot for a jihad terror attack, the news media is filled with stories about anti-Muslim backlash. The local mosque asks for police protection. The imam says we're afraid of right-wing yahoos who are going to come and victimize innocent people. And every suspicious sneeze and sideways glance at oversensitive Muslims is definitively interpreted by the grievance mongers of the Council of American Islamic Relations and their ilk as a hate crime. When the homicidal warriors for Allah are maiming and murdering non-Muslims, according to the plain directives of the Quran, the spelling out of their celebration of Islam-inspired violence word, Allahu for word, Akbar, it is crazy and delusional to say that their actions cannot be misunderstood. It's very easily understood. I understand it. And I don't speak Arabic. Well, I know how to cuss in Arabic, but hey, you know what? But let's talk about this one idea from this religion for a piece. And an Egyptian lawyer, appearing on a popular satellite news program, told a panel debating a new law on prostitution in Egypt that it was a patriotic duty for men to sexually harass and a national duty to rape women who wear revealing clothing. this pilgrim, his name is Nabi Al-Wash, a prominent conservative in Egypt, and he said raping women who wear ripped jeans and it's a man's national duty to do that. Adding the girls who show parts of their body by wearing such clothes are inviting men to harass them. He sounds just like Donna Karan. This was made during a TV talk show called Infrared on satellite channel El Asema. They were debating a draft law on prostitution and inciting debauchery when Wash made the jaw-dropping comment. During the heated debate, he said, are you happy when you see a girl walking down the street with half of her behind showing? And then he said, I say that when a girl walks about like that, it is patriotic duty to sexually harass her and a national duty to rape her. That's not something to laugh about, but I mean, these are the guys that the Islamic apologists, these are the guys they protect. He's saying that by urging men to sexually harass and rape women, that's a way to demand stricter punishment for sexual harassment. Now, the various women's groups and westernized media heavily criticized the lawyer. What do you think the reaction of his words were to souks and mosques across the rest of Egypt? Now, recall that the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt received a majority of votes in the last relatively free election. So I think it's safe to say that his sentiments would meet with the approval of the solid majority of Egyptian men who view women little better than cattle, and in some ways worse. Egypt's president, General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, has made it clear he wants to secularize the country, but after centuries of control by radical clergy, he faces an uphill battle to bring Egypt into the 21st century. Ladies, especially all of you leftist ladies, listen, you know, I really want your equality. And while I think it may be in certain instances, improper instances, it might could be considered bad taste to walk about dressed any way you want to. At the same time, that doesn't invite that. But your Islamic friends think so. They think so. They look at you as nothing more than a target. Ask them how they feel in parts of Minnesota where they drive around in the neighborhoods, all of these Somalis. Driving around in neighborhoods, they're in a little gang in a car. They drive up in a neighborhood. They walk up on the woman and say, "We could kidnap you and rape you. We want to come and live with you in your home, in your house. Well, how would you feel about that?" That's a real threat. It's not something made up. This is the way they see the world. In Egypt, they get after them with improvised flamethrowers to keep them off women during certain holidays. And that doesn't work. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Time on the firing line live tonight. This is Lock and Load. So helpful, these things that we get from across the pond. The UK Independent suggests that the New York City vehicular terror attack highlights the need to consider stricter gun control in the United States. They made this pus-filled observation less than 24 hours after 29-year-old terrorist Saifulo Saipov used a rented truck to run over 8 people, killing them. He wounded another 15 in his attack, including children on the school bus that he rammed. The site, instead of looking at his radical Islamic convictions that underpinned his actions, they instead looked at the steps you have to go through to get a rental truck and suggested getting a gun would be far easier. And in making this point, they failed to realize that they are basically arguing that the terrorist chose the path of most resistance instead of the path of least resistance, and he still succeeded. According to the Independent, eligibility requirements to rent a truck from the location Saipov used included being at least 21 years of age, possessing a current U.S. or Canadian driver's license, making a $50 deposit, and showing proof of automobile insurance. They put forward those requirements, and then they claim, by contrast, many gun laws on the U.S. are laxer than even this limited requirement. I don't know of any guns that you can buy for $50, do you? I don't know how much that shotgun that we sell here at GCN, rock salt shotgun, costs, but I'm sure it's at least $50, maybe more. So, but they miss the fact that they undercut their own point by positing that truck rental regulations are stricter than gun regulations in an example where renting the truck was no problem. In doing this, they show that more regulations, whether truck-related or firearm-related, do not stop a determined attacker from acquiring the tools they plan to use to kill the innocents. Even if they do not undercut their own point, which they do it well, the Independent's argument is largely vapid. And this is because nearly every mass public attacker who uses firearms in his or her attack complies with regulations, which are far more restrictive than truck rental requirements. For example, the Orlando Pulse attacker killed his victims on June 12, 2016. After going through FBI background checks for his firearms and passing a 3-day waiting period for his handgun,
The Las Vegas attacker passed the FBI background checks for his guns, too, as did Alexandria baseball practice attacker. James Hodgkinson, the Umpqua Community College attacker, the D.C. Naval Yard attacker, the Chattanooga Military Base attacker, the Aurora Movie Theater attacker, Gabby Giffords attacker, the Fort Hood attacker, the Virginia Tech attacker. The bottom line is that the problem here amongst all of them is not how hard or difficult it was to get a gun. It was the fact that they did what they had to do, and they did it with criminal intent and or radical Islamic motivation. Now, along with this, we get this from someplace, I don't know where it is, where they're going along with the meme that the trunk rental policy is tougher than gun restrictions in many states. And they start out by saying, as people mockingly suggest stricter rental truck control in the wake of the terror attack, the Independent compared U.S. gun laws with Home Depot's gun rental policies. So immediately, an American outlet picks up on this because they're saying this. So what do we get? Well, we get this on Twitter from Shauna, whoever, Golden Gate Blonde. Blonde guy kills 8 with a truck, walls, bans, barricades. White guy kills 59 with guns. Well, what can you do? This particular outlet, who I don't know, what is it? WCPO, Channel 9, I think. They say many on the right have sarcastically suggested that leftists should be calling for car rental controls as well as stricter gun control. But the Independent wrote that considering many of the 2017 terror attacks have involved vehicles plowing into crowds, according to their website, Home Depot requires that truck renters be at least 21 years old, possess a current American or Canadian driver's license, and leave a $50 deposit. Additionally, proof of automobile insurance is required for Home Depot's load-and-go rentals. How is that any more lax than a gun background check? Somebody? Anybody? Nobody? With a gun background check, one, you have to be 21 years of age to buy a handgun. Second, you have to go through a background check and pass it to buy said handgun if you're buying it from a FFL. Okay, anybody with an FFL. If you're buying it illegally, none of these rules apply. Remember that part. But I don't know of any illegal back channel things yet to rent trucks, so I don't know how that goes. I guess they'd steal it would be the equivalent. Then once you've done that, then you've got to buy the gun. And, I mean, finding a gun that is $500 or less, I mean, you can. There are a few out there that are not bad, but, I mean, you're still talking $200, $300. It's not $50. Now, they say, because the Independent said it, that many gun laws in the U.S. are laxer than these simple requirements, these three simple requirements. According to the Giffords Law Center, which is the Gabrielle Giffords former Americans for Responsible Solutions thing, an organization that pushes for tighter gun control, federal law limits sales of handguns to age 18 and older by people who are not firearms dealers. Dealers are limited to age 21 and up. That is true. However, criminals don't pay attention to that. There's no federal age limit for sales of long guns by unlicensed dealers, but dealers can sell long guns to people only 18 and up. What this is basically stating is that I don't even know how they would keep that law straight in their head, to be honest with you, but I don't even know where they're getting some of this stuff. The Huffington Post reports that 36 states have no legal requirements for gun registration, no permit needed, and no license necessary to purchase and own a firearm, since the right to bear arms is protected by the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I don't even know the point of this, to be honest with you. Just the fact that they're coming after guns, including in New York, Cuomo and de Blasio. They're talking guns, too. And they avoided the real cause of terror. And they said, who was it? Which one was it? De Blasio. There's a much bigger conversation we could have about gun safety. The NYPD has always vigorously believed that we need to keep guns out of this city and that gun safety laws are here to protect us and protect our officers. Cuomo,
echoed de Blasio's comments and praised the 2013 passage of the SAFE Act, which prohibits certain kinds of weapons defined as assault weapons, limits the size of high-capacity magazines, and requires criminal background checks for people buying ammunition, which they have abandoned, by the way. That's the part they leave out. They had to abandon that because there's no database for them to check it against. So, to me, these are some pretty strange comments considering the guy didn't use a gun. Larry Pratt thought so. He noted that former New York City Mayor David Dinkins once used a knife attack as justification for gun control. He told Life Zet, that's what New York City mayors do. It does illustrate a continuation of a default reaction by New York City politicians from Dinkins to de Blasio. They have a real fear of an armed populace. De Blasio also said he was favored vetting of people coming into the United States as long as it does not involve where they are coming from or what their religious beliefs are. I can say simply we support vetting of individuals. We support thorough vetting, not of groups of people just because they belong to a group. We think that this is a very crucial distinction. There should be very, very careful vetting of anyone where there's an indication of concern, but not because of their religion, not because of their country of origin. Well, I mean, are there any Islamic terrorists coming out of Sweden that are, you know, Swedes, mayor, any of those? New York, you need to wake up. You got a bunch of good people living in your area. You need to address the issue. We'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Gady Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.